Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Tzvi Gaon ben Chana, Rabbi Tzvi Gaon ben Chana, and for Simcha ben Hagitl, Bracha v'Atzlach b'Chol Maaseh Yadayim, and the Refuat Shalom ben Gila, Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. The Ran in Nedarim and Daf Beis Amud Aleph Dibor Maskel Kiyunei Nedarim writes as follows: Neder hu be'echad mishnei inyanim. Neder is in one of two instances. Im nidre hekdesh, a neder can be that you neder something to hekdesh, you make a vow, an oath to give to hekdesh. Shumakdesh lebedek habayis elam mizbech, you give for the Beis HaMikdash, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, or for the mizbech itself. Ubeinyin ze eino yochel lehekdesh elam mashehu shelo. And for this, it has to be yours. It's not yours, you can't be makdish it. V'issuro kol el kol adam. And your isser includes everybody. That's one category. O nidre isser she'asar al atzmo dvarim hamutarim. Another category is nidre isser, that you asser upon yourself something that until now is mutter. Uvinyan ze'yachol esar filu nechzei chaver olav. Here it doesn't have to belong to you. Even your friend's property you can asser on yourself. Ve'eni suro sheva bakol, and the isser is not equal for everybody because you asked it for yourself but not for others. Ma she'en kein, when it comes to hekdesh, it has to belong to you, and the isser is kolel kol adam. So we have two categories: we have nidre hekdesh and we have nidre isser. We have to understand this ran because even with respect to nidre isser, just like hekdesh, where he assers this kikar al kol adam, he also can't do it if it doesn't belong to him. The Ran says that by nidre isser, it doesn't have to belong to you. But we're talking about assering something to everybody. So just like by hekdesh to asser something to everybody, it has to belong to you. So too, nidre isser, if you want to asser something to everybody, it has to belong to you. So what does the Ran mean when he's mechalek between nidre hekdesh and nidre isser? The nidre hekdesh has to belong to you, nidre isser doesn't have to belong to you, it's really the same. They both, if we're assering l'kol adam, which is what the Ran is talking about, they both have to belong. If you want to asser something l'kol adam, they both have to belong to you. It would appear from the Ran that with respect to hekdesh, says Rabbi Abba Berman Zetzal in his Shiur Iyun HaTalmud, Shiur Aleph on Nedarim, which is what we're basing ourselves on, that with respect to hekdesh, even if it would be shayach to have hekdesh only legabe atzmo, it would still have to belong to you. And that is because with respect to hekdesh, there is a din in the etzem aparsha that you need bailim. Where do you see that? Bava Kamma 68b. Adam ki hekdesh es beiso, ma beiso shelo. So in order for it to be chal, in order for the hekdesh to be chal, in the etzem parsha of hekdesh, you need bailim. Even if lu yitzuyer, you could have a case, let's say, of hekdesh rak legabe atzmo, but still it would have to belong to you, because when it comes to hekdesh, it has to belong to you, disregarding the fact that you're assering it to the rest of the world. It doesn't have to belong to you because you're assering it to the rest of the world. Even if you would just have, even if you would just be assering it to yourself, you would still need to be bailim with respect to hekdesh. Mashenkein benidre isser. There's no din in the parish of nidre isser that you need bailim legabei etzem hachalos. Why? Because if you aser your friend's property on yourself, it's effective, even though that's also in the parasha of Nedarim. And that asering on your friend needs bailim. When you're asering on yourself, you don't have to be bailim. Why, when you aser on your friend, do you need bailim? That's not mitzad that the etzem chalos needs bailim. When does the etzem chalos need bailim? Only by hekdesh. But by nidre iser, the etzem chalos doesn't need bailim. Why then do you need to be bailim when you aser something on your friend? That's because if you're not bailim, your neder cannot be mechayev of your friend to keep the neder. Why does your friend have to keep the neder? How can you be mechayev of him? If you're bailim, then you have the right over what belongs to you. But if you're not the bailim, how can you obligate your friend to keep a neder that you made? So that's why you have to be bailim. But not because of the etzem chalos. The etzem chalos of Nidre Isser doesn't require bailus. And therefore, you can aser your friend's property on yourself, because you don't need bailus to make Nidre Isser. And when you're asering yourself, your own property on others, the only reason it needs to be your own is because you don't have the power over you to be mechayev of your friend to keep your nedarim, unless the object belongs to you. But when it comes to Nidre Isser that you make on yourself, even if it belongs to somebody else, you don't have to be bailim. The neder is a valid neder. But when it comes to nidre hekdesh, therefore the etzem chalos haneder, you need to be bailim, as we see in the Gemara Bava Kama, ma beso shalo. So too the hekdesh has to be yours when you're makdish it. And that's even if you tsuyer that hekdesh would only be on you. Still, for the etzem chalos, you need to be bailim. And the yesod for this is from what it says later on in the Gemara, much later on in the Gemara, and daf pei hei amid beis. For those learning daf yomi, you're starting on beis, so it's going to be a good few months till you get there. But if you do 10 dapim a day, then you know you'll be there in under a week and a half. So the Gemara says like this: the Mishnah says, and daf pei hei amid aleph, that if a woman, a wife, makes a neder, konim she'eni osa al picha, I'm not going to do malacha for you, you can't benefit from my malacha. So, Rabbi, the Mishnah says, einu yatzarach l'hafer, he doesn't have to revoke such a vow, because she's meshubit. She can't be mafkia her shibud. Rabbi Akiva says he should be made for the vow, because shema tadif alav yosim and aroy, maybe she'll do more than she's obligated to do, and on this hadaf, on this extra, the neder is going to be chal, and he's not going to be able to get hana from her. So therefore, he should revoke the vow. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Yafir, why should he revoke the vow? Shema yigarshena, because he might divorce her. He's going to lose out his chus on her maisi adayim. The neder is going to be chal. And now he can't remarry her because it's impossible for him not to benefit from her ma'isi adayim after they get married. How can we expect that of him? So memela, he should revoke the vow lest they get divorced, and then she'll be usher in him, and then later on in the future the neder will be chal, because when she is married to him, she can't be mafkiya the shibud. But once she's divorced, then the neder will be chal. Then there's going to be, he's going to lose out on the schus of her maisi adayim. The neder is going to be chal, and then he's not going to be able to marry her again. So mimela, he should be made for the neder. Shmuel says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Says the Gemara, is that to say that Shmuel holds Adam makdish davar shelo baleolam? Are you trying to tell me that Shmuel holds that a person can be makdish something that didn't come to the world, since now the neder can't be chal, and the situation that will enable the neder to be chal, that she's going to be divorced and the maisi adayim are going to be hers, is not yet here, is not yet in existence? So this is included in davar shelo ba leolam. Is that to say that Shmuel says Adam makdish davar shelo baleolam, and therefore just like here, she can ask for something in the future that's lo bala olam. A person can also be makdish, hekdish to davar shelo bala olam. We see the Gemara brings a source that Shmuel paskins that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Hasandlar, that a person cannot be makdish a davar shelo bala olam. So we have a stira in Shmuel's. So the Gemara a little bit vayter says, Al Amar of Yosef, I'm going to tell you it's not a stira. There's a chiluk between hekdesh and iser konam, when you ask for something with a neder. Shiny konamos, the making a neder, making a nidre iser, is different. Hoil ve'adam oser, peros chavero alav, since a person has the capability of assering his friend's peiros on himself, even though you have no schus in your friend's peiros, with respect to you, it's like a davar shelo bala olam. So oser nami davar shelo bala olam. You can also asser on yourself something that's lo bala olam. Since you can asser something on your friend, since you can ask your friend's peiros on you, which as far as you're concerned is davar shelo bala olam, so too you can also asser on yourself a davar shelo bala olam. But hekdesh l'shamayim you cannot make on your friend's peiros. We said here you can asser your friend's peiros on you, can also asser a davar shelo bala olam on you, but your friend's peiros you can't asser the hekdesh. And so too, you can't be mechel hekdesh and a davar shelo bala olam. That's the tushta. That if you can ask your peiros chavero on yourself, you can also ask her a davar shelo bala olam. But you can't make your friend's peiros hekdesh. Memeli also can't make a hekdesh on a davar shelo bala olam. And therefore, Shmuel paskins in ksubas like Rabbi Yochanan Hasandlar that ain't other makdish davar shelo bala olam. Because by hekdesh you can't do if it's a davar shelo bala olam, but he paskins here in Adarim, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that a woman can be meichel and iser konam on a davar shelo bala olam, because when it comes to nidre iser, that's different than hekdesh. Because, as we saw, a person can aser his friend's peiros on himself, which is to him like a davar shelo bala olam. So he can also be aser a davar shelo bala olam on himself. Mashen kein hekdesh. Hekdesh, you can't aser your friend's peiros behekdesh. So too, you can't be makdish a davar shelo bala olam. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, you're right that peiros chavero towards him are kedavar shelo bala olam, and he can still ask the peiros on himself. But nevertheless, and therefore it's different than hekdesh, but you can say that this woman can ask her on her husband bikonam, her maisi adayim that still haven't come to the world. Why? Because Bishlema Adam Oser Peros Chavero Alav Shahare Adam Oser Peros Aval Chavero. A person can aser his friend's peros on him because a person can aser his peros on his friend. In other words, you need one of the factors to be in your rishus. Either the chafetz that's being assered, like when you asser your peiros on your friend, or the gavra, you yourself are in your own rishus, when you asser yourself on your friend's peiros. Then the konam, then this neder is chal. And from this we can learn that a person can asser on himself a davar shelo bala olam, because he's in his own rishus. Ella, are you going to say that because of this, yes, or davar shelo bala olam al chavero, you can ask her something that's lo bala olam on your friend, where both elements both factors are not in Yerushus, the Paris aren't yet Bala Olam, and the Chavero is Chavero. Bevadai shelo. Why? Sharei ein adam oser peros chavero al chavero. You can't aser your friend's peros on your friend because both factors are not in your rishus, both your friend and his peros. And therefore, since Shmuel paskind that a person can't be makdish davar shelo bali olam, in the konam of our Mishnah, he also should have paskin that the konam shouldn't be chal on her maisa yadayim, because she's coming to aser this davar shelo bali olam not on herself but on her husband, and both her husband and the davar shelo bali olam are not in her rishus. So we can't be mechalek between konamis and hekdesh and b'miyashiv the stira, and say like Rav Yosef wanted to say, no, konamis are different, because by konamos, by nedrei yisur, so a person can aser peros chavero alav, he can also aser al atzmo davar shelo baleola. No. And we said mashen kein hekdesh, that's what Abayi said, that's what Rav Yosef said. Mashen kein hekdesh, since you can't be mechil hekdesh al peres chavero, you also can't be mechil hekdesh and a davar shelo bal olam. So Abaye says that doesn't explain our Mishnah. Don't tell me in our Mishnah you can be makdish a davar shelo bal olam because you have the power to answer your friend's peres on yourself. You're right, you have the power to answer your friend's peres on yourself, but you don't have the power to answer your friend's peres on your friend, because both your friend and his peros are not in your rishus. And that's what this woman is trying to do. She's trying to aser on her friend, on her husband, peros that are not yet bala olam, which is also not in her rishus. So since both elements are not in her rishus, how can she aser it on her husband? Ad kan midivrei hagemara. We have to understand the Svar of Yosef before we get to Abaye, but just to understand the Svar of Yosef, the diyun is to aser something on your friend. In other words, this woman asering her maisi adayim on her husband, and for that you need bailim, because you can only aser what belongs to you on your friend. And if so, in this case also, there should be a chisaron of davar shelo bala olam. And what's the raya from the fact that you can aser your friend's peres on yourself? There, you don't need to be bailim. Rav Yosef says that hoil va'adam oso peres chaver olav, since you can aser your friend's peres on yourself, you can also aser a davar shelo bala olam. But wait a second, when you're asering your friend's peres on yourself, there you don't need to be bailim. You don't need bailis to aser your friend's peres on yourself. But to aser something on your friend, there you need to be bailim. To aser something on your friend, you need to be bailim. So how can you say that since you can, because that's what the discussion there is. The discussion is to aser these fruits onto her husband, or whatever maisi adayim she has. But she's asering something onto her husband. There she needs, you need bailis to aser something on someone else. If you're asering your friend's peres on yourself, there you don't need bailis. But if you're asering something on someone else, there you need bailis. And if it's a darbar shelo bala olam, you have no bailus. So what's the connection between ho'ev adam oser peres chaveru alav oser nami darbar shelo bala olam? Since you can aser your friend's peres on you, which are not in your rishus, you can also aser a darbar shelo bala olam. The chiluk is pashut. Because you can aser your friend's peres on you, even though it's like a darbar shelo bala olam, because you don't need bailus. But if you're asering something onto your friend, there you need bailus. So what's this? What's the raya from the fact you can aser your friend's peres onto yourself? There you don't need to be bailum. But to aser to aser something on your friend, there you need bailus. And if the darbar shelo bala olam, you have no bailus. So we see from this statement of Rav Yosef that there's no din in the parish of Nedarim that you need to be bailum for the etzem achalos. And that you aser something on your friend, it has to be yours, is only in order that your neder should be mechay of your friend. So for the etzem achalos, it doesn't have to be yours. Why does it have to be yours? Just because it has to obligate your friend somehow. But the etzem achalos neder, it doesn't have to be yours. And that was the raya of Rav Yosef, that since we see that you can ask your friend's peres on yourself, what does that prove? That there's no din in the parsha of Nedarim that you need bailim for the etzem hachalos. Because look, you can ask your friend's peres on you and you're not bailim. So you see that in the parsha of Nedarim, you don't need bailim for the etzem hachalos, because asering peres chaver on yourself is a chalos in the parish of Nidrei Yisr, and nevertheless you don't need to be bailim. So what do you see from there? We have to say that you don't need bailim for the chalos neder. And that it has to be yours to aser something on your friend is only in order that your neder should be poel to be mechai of your friend. And therefore, when you aser on yourself, the peres don't have to be yours. Because you can always aser something on yourself since you're Birshus Atzmo, like Tosas and Ksubis writes Nun Tes Samad Aleph Dibur Masla Bishleim Adam Oser. And since this is so, there's no chisaron of Dover Shalom Bala Olam when you're asering something on your friend. Because the chisaron of Dover Shalom Bala Olam is only when you need for the Maisa a din bailim, like with respect to Hekdesh. And since you're not the bailim, your Maisa shalo is not a Maisa, your Maisa is not a Maisa. With respect to Hekdesh, if you're not bailim, you didn't do anything. Masha'enken legabe nidre iser, there you don't need din bailim, as we proved. Why does it have to be yours if you're assuring it onto your friend? In order that your neder should be activated to obligate your friend. That's why it has to be yours. But there's no chisaron of darbar shelo bala olam. Why? Because when the chalos is chal, it's not going to be a darbar shelo bala olam. It's already going to be ba'olam. It's already going to be yours. And then you can be mechai of your friend. So that's what Rav Yosef was saying. Rav Yosef was saying, ho ilva adam oser peres chavero alav, since you're asering your friend's peres, you can ask your friend's peres on yourself, which proves that by nidrei iser you don't need bailus. So therefore, you can also aser a darbar shelo bala olam on yourself, but also on your friend. Aye, but how do you have the power to ask for something on your friend? He's not in your rishus. The answer is, we prove that the etzem chalos can be chal, even if you're not bailim. So the chalos is chal. We only have one problem. If it's a darvish shalo bali olam, so how do you have the power over your friend? It's not in your rishus. How do you have the power over your friend? Over yourself, you have the power. But the diyun here is to aser it to her husband. How does she have the power over her husband? It's very simple. Because when it's bala, when the chalos is chal, it's going to be bala olam, and it's going to be hers. And then she could be mechayev her husband. So as long as we establish that the etzem chalos can be chal, we're cool. She can make this neder and this davar shalo bala olam, and the chalos is chal, and you're going to tell me, yeah, but how is she obligating another person? It's not hers yet. The answer is, since the etzem chalos can be chal, even if it's not in your rishus, as we see that you can ask your friend's parents on you, so you can also ask her a davar shalo bala olam on you, and also you can ask her a davar shalo bala olam on your friend, because when the chalos, when the chalos is actually chal, and you can be mechel this chalos, you can activate this change in halachic status, but when it takes effect, i.e. when they're no longer married, it'll be in her rishus. These ma'isi adayim will be in her rishus, and memela, she can be mechayev her husband, you can be mechayev your friend. So even though the diyun here is on being mechayev your friend, and we said if it's not, you don't have bailus, how can you be mechayev your friend? We said that doesn't bother us, because for the etzem chalos you don't need bailus. The only problem is you need bailus to be mechayev your friend. Ah! When it comes la'olam, then you can be mechayev your friend. When the chalos is chal b'fal, you can be mechayev your friend. But by hekdesh, for the etzem chalos, you need bailus. That's the difference. Comes Abaye, and he argues with this. And he says that when you aser something onto your friend, there's going to be a chisaron of davar shalo b'le'olam. Why? Because since the din neder is to make an iser, you have to be able to make the iser now. And since now you can't make the iser, since it's not yours, memela, it has no din neder. So Abaye says, Bishleim adam osa peres chaveru alav, shuradam osa peres aval chaveru. So you can make now, right now, you can aser your friend's peres on you, and you can aser you on your friend's peres. But this elad yes or davar shalob aleh, because again one of them is in your rishus, and therefore you could do it right now. But elad yes or davar shalob aleh olam al chavero, that you can't do. Why not? Shrein adam osa peres chavero chavero. Right now you can't do it. Right now you can't aser your friend's peres on your friend, and you also can't aser a davar shalo bala olam on your friend. So if you can't do it now, it doesn't work. And Rav Yosef holds no, that for neder iser, it's enough that the neder can be poel at the time when the chalos iser will be chal. And because of this, since at the time the chalos iser is chal, it's already going to be ba'olam, and he's going to be the bailam, and he can be po'al al chavero, he can activate this iser on his friend. Therefore, already now, it has a din of neder iser. So we started by asking on the Ran, that the Ran made a chiluk between hekdesh and Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Yisr. That by Nidrei Hekdesh, the Ran says it has to be Shalo. By Nidrei Yisr, it doesn't have to be Shalo. And we asked, wait a second. In the Nidrei Hekdesh, you're answering it to everybody. Nidrei Yisr, then is also talking about a case you're assuring it to everybody. To asser it to everybody, it also has to be yours. So what's the difference? And it can't be that the Ran means that in Hekdesh it's only Shaykh to make an Isser that's Kolol Kol Adam, and in Nidrei Isser there's also an Isser Prati Al Adam Echad, and Memela there's a Chiluk that in Hekdesh it has to be yours, and in Nidrei Isser you can Asser something on your friend. Because then the Ran should have started with that chiluk. The Ran should have said, the Benidre Hekdesh, the Yisr is Kol HaKol Adam. And Benidre Yisr, it's not Shave Bakol, because also an Yisr Aprati. And then afterwards, the Ran could have written the chiluk that comes out of this. And what's the chiluk that comes out of this? That Nidre Hekdesh has to be Shalo, and Nidre Yisr doesn't. You can also ask her Nichse Chavero. But that's not what the Ran means, because then the Ran would have written it in that Seder. First he would have said, Hekdesh is for everybody, and Nidre Yisr is only for you, and Mimela it comes out that Hekdesh you have to own, and Nidre Yisr you don't. But the Ran writes Lehefech. First the Ran writes, the Chiluk, if it has to be yours. The Ran writes, Ubinyan Zeh, Eino Yochel Lehekdesh, Ela Mashu Hu Shelo. And then he writes, the Yisuro Kol Al Kol Adam. So the chiluk between whether or not it has to be yours, that by Nidre Yisr, it doesn't have to be yours, and by Nidre Hekdesh, it does have to be yours, is not stemming from the fact that Hekdesh is an Yisr Kol Al and Nidre Yisr is not. So therefore we have to understand what the Ran means when he's mechalek between Nidre Yisr and Nidre Hekdesh, because even when you're making a Nidre Yisr for everybody, then it also has to be yours, just like Nidre Hekdesh has to be yours. So why does the Ran say no, Nidre Hekdesh the object has to be yours, Nidre Yisr it doesn't? That was the kasha that we had. And now that we see the teretz is that there is a fundamental difference between Hekdesh, Nidre Hekdesh, and Nidre Yisr. That Nidre Hekdesh, for the Etzem Chalos, it needs to be yours. Nidre Yisr, for the Etzem Chalos, it doesn't have to be yours. And the only reason it has to be yours to ask around to others is in order that the Neder should be Mechayiv them. And we see this is borne out by the Heilige Rav Yosef. Because Rav Yosef says, we're talking about assering on someone else. And Rav Yosef says, look, since you can asser your friend's parents on yourself, you can also asser a davar shelo bala olam on yourself. So we asked, yeah, but that's not what the Gemara's discussion here is. The discussion here is to asser on your friend. And for that, you need to be bailim. So you can asser your friend's paris on yourself. And you can asser a davar shelo bala olam on yourself. But how does that prove that you can asser a davar shelo bala olam on your friend? You're not bailim. The answer is, on yourself you have power, but not on your friend. So the answer is, like we said, that be'etzim for the chalos, you see from Rabbi Yosef, for the chalos, it doesn't. You don't need bailus. You don't need bailus for the chalos. And therefore, not only can you ask her a davar shelo bala olam on yourself, you can also ask her a davar shelo bala olam on your friend. But the only problem is we have is what's going to be mechayev your friend. You can be mechayev yourself. How are you going to be mechayev your friend? The answer is that in this instance, we're talking about something that's going to be Bala Olam, and then it's going to be in your Rishus. It's going to be in the woman's Rishus or Maisi Adayim, and then she can ask her on to her husband. But for the Etzem Chalos, it doesn't have to be hers. And Abai's argument is that for the Din Neder, you have to be Pol the Isser now. And here, no Isser is being Nifal now. But there's a difference between Nidre Isser and Nidre Hekdesh. See, Nidre Isser, for the Etzem Chalos, it doesn't have to be yours. You don't need Bailas for the Etzem Chalos. You just need Bailas to enable yourself to asur it onto somebody else. Rabbi Yosef says if it takes place later, it's fine. And Rabbi says if it takes place later, it's no good. But for the Yatzim Chalos, they agree that it doesn't need to be, you don't need to have Bailas. Mashen Kein Hekdesh, therefore the Yatzim Chalos, you need Bailas. And that is, with respect to Hekdesh, for the Etzem Chalos, you need Bailas. And that's the chilik between Nidre Hekdesh and Nidre Yisr. And that's why the Ran writes, Nidre Hekdesh, Eino Yochel Hekdesh Alamashu Shalom. But Nidre Yisr, it doesn't have to be Shalom for the Etzem Chalos. Just Chalos, Shalom, to answer it to your friend. And according to Rav Yosef, that can even take place later. According to Abaye, no. But for the Etzem Chalos, it doesn't have to be yours. So this is only the first segment of the shir. We still have a lot more to discuss, which we will do in Mirtz Hashem in the next segment. We should all be zocha l'ilmod u'lamid lishma v'lasa, so the kaim is called divrei salma torah sabi ahava. Tifa zachen, my friend. My friends, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.